About 12 years ago, I became overwhelmed. I needed an operation, my first since I broke my nose as a teen. My marriage had just come unraveled. My daughter in Arizona was having trouble with her teaching job, and a friend was suffering an undiagnosed illness. A few people in my church were dissatisfied with my ministry and were calling for my replacement, and my dog, Othello's mother, was pregnant and had four puppies. I became significantly depressed. As a pastoral psychotherapist, I had seen many cases of depression, but I did not recognize my own for a long time. I finally realized that I was in crisis, caught in a dilemma, at a tipping point. And eventually, I made some changes, including finding a new job. And I think of that period before the changes as a maelstrom, a tremendous swirling state of affairs. I invite everybody here to leave right now who have never been in a maelstrom. If you have never or expect to have a debilitating accident, a serious disease, a problem with a relationship, a loss of a job, or a death of a loved one, or anybody who is a friend or a relative with an addiction or a devastating mental disease, I invite you to leave. You can go get coffee somewhere. I notice nobody is leaving. That's because crisis is a part of our human condition. But at many times, I have seen people in crisis, and I'm still amazed at how some people get through it so well. It takes courage, the ability to change, lots of family and community support. This is personal crisis. But to have crisis and go through the turmoil is also a part of the life of an organization such as a church. The change of a minister can be such a crisis, especially after an extended time without professional ministry. Moving into the interim period can be part of the transformative era of the congregation. Victor Turner, a University of Chicago anthropologist who studied tribal rites of passage, calls this transition period liminality. It is like my story of the maelstrom. The brothers entered the whirlpool, being a little foolhardy, and then they are just coasting through life. And then they have their time of crisis in liminality, and the brother who escaped is changed for the rest of his life. Being in personal crisis will always have a lasting impression, and in most cases, change must happen. Something very significant occurs at these times. Your senses and your mind move into overdrive. Crisis or the liminal periods of times of increased awareness, you notice everything, every slight, every pain, every helping hand that keep you from moving over the abyss. Now, I've had friends who go through death or divorce, and that becomes the dominant remainder of their lives. They then live in a maelstrom. Robbie Welsh, who you heard the reading about, probably fell many times in his life, but the one you heard about in the reading made as much impression upon him that he wrote about it. For Robbie, it was a time when he actually had to ask for help. This, too, is a transition. The story of Exodus of the Israelites is a metaphor for transition. The Israelites needed time to evolve into that monotheistic religion we know as Judaism. And Moses led the Israelites for 40 years in the desert, meeting many obstacles before finding that promised land. They needed to discover exactly who they were as a people before they were allowed to leave the desert. They had to develop their covenant with Yahweh and accept the laws. Personal crisis is like that. Community crisis is also like that. In both, as in the Hebraic myth, you have to establish and identify relations that sustain you. Whenever you enter a state of liminality, we have one of two basic reactions, sometimes both sequentially. First, there is a denial that there is a problem, to believe things are not as serious as everybody is making them out to be. This is what I initially did. In my liminal period, my maelstrom, I kept trying to satisfy all demands that were put upon myself. I became less effective. I began living, existing slovenly. I stopped exercising. My life consisted only of working, walking the dogs, eating and sleeping. My friends told me I was depressed and erratic. My dogs complained about too short a walk. I didn't see anything wrong. I've seen this in congregations. The trajectory of events in the church keep going sour, but they are seen as normal. New members join, then sort of walk away after the church's dysfunction becomes normalized. The second reaction when a person enters a liminal state is to simply do nothing, try to wait it out. Many people take this approach when they finally find themselves in the desert. When they finally realize it is in crisis, this was my reaction. Do you know that when oysters are moved to different beds, they still move with the tides of the old place? It is the same with people. When we experience change, we want to stay in those same old rhythms. This is a church in a maelstrom, in transition. You are moving into a different era with a new settled minister. It is time of community anxiety, not wanting to lose what you had, but anxious about what comes next. Will the future meet my needs? Will it be as satisfying as the past? Yet if the congregation keeps circling the maelstrom as if nothing has changed, you will end with a church that it may not be relevant to 21st century needs. No church can return to what it used to be any more than any of us can return to the lives we've had in the past. Staying the same is not an option. An organization has to decide what your vision of who you are will be in order to decide what your next professional ministry will be, or you will be circling that maelstrom. In the Air Force, among other jobs, I was a production supervisor of an electronics squadron. And I had a unit that monitored the aircraft electronic components. One technical sergeant was smart and could pick out a problem before anybody suspected that there was a problem. However, his lifestyle contained too many parties. He had to push work up to his potential. He would let things go until the last minute. He was always operating at just good enough. Finally, I confronted him about his partying and work habits, and he told me he would still be in the squadron when I was long gone. He was right. He saw me as his problem, so he never had to face his own demon, or worse, his own potential. He was caught in the waters of a maelstrom. You can never change, you can never cross the desert to get to that promised land. The brother who saw salvation and was prepared to leave the security of what was known survived. But the brother who clung to stability of the familiar died. As a hospital chaplain at the University of Chicago, I helped many people who were in their maelstrom. I tried to put them in touch with their manna in the desert, their Axis Mundi, their center of the world, their own strengths. For some people, that strength was faith, or their family, or their religious community. For others, it was just the stubbornness of not letting the crisis beat them. No matter what it was that they had to get in touch with to make that transition into that post-liminal state. As a congregation or an individual, you have to get in touch with your strengths to get through your liminal period. Another fact about being in crisis is you have to let go of the illusion of control and be open to the possibility of process. In some churches I've worked, the congregation had the illusion that if they just kept the building open every Sunday, they were in control. My crisis was similar. First, I rationalized my action. Then I recognized that I was in the maelstrom, and I kept going over what I could have done differently, all the possible ways I could have or should have identified or coped with the problems I was facing. I felt I had let down so many people who depended upon me and my dogs. Finally, I accepted that what I had done my best, and whatever happened, I had worth. It really wasn't about me. It was about my reactions. I had to give myself the grace to not be perfect, to be human, and to be able to make mistakes. It was only after I gave myself this chance that I was able to move on out of the maelstrom and find another church. My preliminary state was one of accepting perfection of myself and to be able to solve any problem that was thrown at me. But when the gods proved me wrong and put me into chaos, I needed to admit my limitations and pass beyond that state of chaos. Admitting my limitations became my barrel. Some congregations in conflict see the minister as the problem rather than replacement, and get a replacement rather than looking internally. They stay in the boat, unwilling to change. In some instances, they may stay in that boat for generations. I am sure congregations where I've served as interim minister see me as someone who stirred things up and then leaves. This is true. But if they don't address these stirrings, they will still be in the chaos when I'm long gone. All congregations are the same, at least to the extent that they have been in liminal periods, in a maelstrom, in the desert, as they are transit from settled to interim to settled again. Together, they had to look at their own Axis Mundi, their strong sense of community, and what makes them a congregation, and their great love for each other. When we find ourselves individually or as an organization in a maelstrom, you are now on the trapeze with Sam Keen. You have done everything you ought to do. You have to let go of the bar. It is now a time to trust the catcher will be waiting to catch you. This is to have faith in yourself, trust in your leaders and each other, and in the system which we call the web of all existence, in an ever-evolving and never-ending world. Amen.